I'm Graham Pascoe. The program is Morning Music. Early in the program, I played a recording of Georgie Girl by the Seekers and promised that there'd be another Seekers recording. Here it is. Seekers, I'll Never Find Another You, written by Tom Springfield. My next two selections, compositions of Hoagy Carmichael.
Thank you. Well, here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire. Just two sleepy people with nothing to say, yet too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little dame, two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? My father didn't like you, not at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and catch up on our rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. You're a foggy little fella, I'm a drowsy little dame. We're a two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. And too much in love to say good night. Nighty night.
It's not time for me to say nighty night, but I can tell you that it was Della Reese who said it. She sang the song Two Sleepy People, music by Hoagy Carmichael and lyrics by Frank Lesser, written in 1938. Hoagy Carmichael also wrote the music for Up the Lazy River. You heard Pete Fountain's band play Up the Lazy River. When I heard Johnny Ray sing Glad Rag Doll in 1954, I had no idea that the song had been written back in about 1930.
Thank you. Sadrax, they call you Gladrag Dog. Admired, desired by lovers who soon grow tired, poor little Gladrag Dog. You're just a pretty toy they like to play with. You're not the kind they choose to grow old and gray with. Don't make this the end, dear. It's never too late to mend, dear, poor little Gladrag Dog.
Surely I'm loving tunes. And when they hear a tune, you can't control those dancing hits that save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep chival on an earful of music sweet, cause I've got half-half-happy carols.
That was Happy Feet. It was sung by Pippa Wilson, a recording made in Melbourne in the 1960s, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager in about 1929 or 30. Happy Feet. Glad Rag Doll, that was sung by Russ Columzo back in 1929, and the lyrics for Glad Rag Doll were by Jack Yellen. Porter's composition, Begin the Begin, was played by Artie Shaw and his orchestra. In about a minute, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. You can listen to my morning music program on demand because Faith puts them up not too long after I broadcast them. That's Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. Listen on demand on the 2MCE website. I'm going to play now a recording by my singer of renown for this week. It's an American actress born in 1926, not renowned for her singing, but renowned for playing the role of blonde bombshells, in movies. She became a popular sex symbol, starring in some of the most entertaining films, such as Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Some Make It Hot, just to name a couple. I refer, of course, to Marilyn Monroe.
He's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover. Don't judge a book by its cover. Face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he starts in the squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knee, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit, he's nothing at all. But in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised. Doesn't look like much of a lover. Don't judge a book by its cover. 'Cause he's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He doesn't say very much, but when he starts in to speak, you'd be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of the week, you would be surprised. On a streetcar or in a train, you'd think he was born without any brain, but in a taxi cab, and when he starts to cry, said a taxi cab, you'd be surprised. This one's a real danger.
Ooh, I think she meant it. Marilyn Monroe, my singer of renown for this week, sang You'd Be Surprised.
You let fall with a drop, and now be. You turn the tables on me.
You Turn the Tables on Me. That was played by the Jack Hilton Orchestra with the vocal by the Swingettes. It was written in 1936 by Louis Alter and Sidney Mitchell. In a few minutes, I'm going to play another recording by Jack Hilton's band. But in the meantime, enjoy something from Dean Martin.
Five-foot-two eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Turn-up nose and a turn-down hose, never had another beau. Has anybody seen my gal? Now, if you run into 5 foot-two, covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life that it isn't hers. Could she love and could she woo? Could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl? 5 foot-two, eyes are blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Now, if you run into 5 foot-two, covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet you laugh that it wasn't her. Could she love him? Could she coo? Could she woo? Has anybody seen my cat?
Thank you.
Dean Martin sang 5 foot two, Eyes of Blue, and the Swingettes sang with Jack Hilton's orchestra, You Turned the Tables on Me, recording from 1936.
Home, sweet home, let the doorbell ring. Going home makes a fellow wanna sing. Sassy as Trigger or Lassie, I wouldn't even pay my union dues. A toast to all, let's have a ball. Hi-fi records blow rhythm and blues. Got a queen waiting there in a contour chair. Gave up rocking cause she's no square. But I'm jumping up and down and I'm acting like a clown, cause I gotta get back to my shanty town.
I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown. In a shanty, in old shanty town.
Something Smith and the Redheads told us about the old shanty in the old shanty town, written by Joe Young, Irving Schuster and Jack Little.
I heard you call for an all-star band. It's something new for the music stand. It's on the way, but before we start, a cutting capers around your heart. You're gonna cheer when you hear this band. There's never been a better crew. And when you hear the drummer, Lottie, how they join the hum of cutting capers just for you. You'll never pick a bottle, pick a quarrel with Mr. Krupa or with Frankie Carr. You'll never dig a list of bigger names. I cut the capers with Harry James, with Benny Goodman and his clarinet, and Tommy Dorsey's in it too. Alvina Ray will star, I walk and talk a steel guitar, cutting capers just for you. Listen to that tenor saxophone. Never heard it played with such a tone. And when you get that liquor stick out in the woodshed sun, why it's Papa Benny Goodman and he's showing you quick how the proper liquor stick ends done. Listen to that fiddle player slap, slap, slap. Boy, he plays it, he really lays it in your lap, lap, lap. Say, I'll bet before they're through, you'll be cutting capers too.
Do-do-do-do-roo-doo. Do-do-do-do-roo-doo.
cause I'm out with you. Nothing else that I'm about to do. My heart begins to flutter like a dove. I even stutter.
Guess it's love.
I'm cutting capers so you'll notice me. When we're together, can't you see? I'm only blowing off a talking big shot off a cutting capers cause it's truly da-do-da. Ooh, baby, I'm in love.
Baby, I'm in love.
Baby, I'm in love with.
Baby, I'm in love with.
Baby,
Doris Day, Canadian Capers. You're listening to a community radio station, 2MCE FM. I'm Graham Pascoe. Hope you're enjoying the morning music program. Oh, it's been a long time since summer. Bing's going to help us remember, perhaps, some of the things from our summertime.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling down the shady lane with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she'll hold yours, and that's such a very good sign that she's your Tootsie Wootsie in that good old summertime.
Around about mid-July, you're under a bright and beautiful sky. Your lover comes near with a gallon of beer, the apple of every eye. My, how the time goes by. Under a willow tree, you kiss your girl so splendidly. She smiles unabandonedly late in the afternoon. The sun is as bright as a yellow balloon. The weather is easy, breezy and bright. The season feels good, feels right. When sharing it with a friend, golfing or fishing, you're bound to keep wishing summer never will end.
In a good old summertime, in a good old summertime, strolling jaunty jolly down a shady lane with your baby. Such a very good sign. You get the message that she's your Tootsie Wootsie in the good old summer. Everything's better in the summer. The good old happy summertime.
In the good old summertime. Written by George Evans and Ren Shields and recorded by Bing Crosby in Great Britain in 1977 with the orchestra and chorus of Pete Moore.
This old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer. Ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints. Getting shaky. This old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain, cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer. Ain't you gonna this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, he's getting ready to meet the saints. Afraid of thunder, this old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble, this old house is a-needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor.
Rosemary Clooney and Buddy Cole's orchestra made that hit recording of This Old House in 1954.
Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around? 100 years from today, why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth green. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. Laugh and sing, make love the thing. Be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. No, we won't.
Is it true what they say about Dixie?
I don't know, that's why I'm asking you. Now, is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? And do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? If it's true, that's where I belong.
Is it true what they say about Dixie?
Yeah.
Does the sun really shine all the time?
Yeah.
Do the sweet magnolias blossom at everybody's door? Do folks keep eating possum?
They can't eat no more, that's me.
Is it true what they say about Swanee?
Show, show.
Is a dream by the stream so sublime?
Oh, yeah.
Do they laugh, do they love
love like they say in every song. If it's true, that's where I belong.
Now, is it true what they say about Swanee? It's a dream, but a dream so sublime. Do they laugh? Do they love? Like they say in every song. If it's true, that's where I belong. I said, do they laugh? Do they love like they say in every song? Oh, that's pretty. If it's true, that's where I belong.
That was Al Jolson and the Mills Brothers recording from, I think it was made about 1948. Is it true what they say about Dixie? That unusual lyric was by Irving Caesar. Yeah, Al Jolson and the Mills Brothers.